Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every single Tuesday at this time, we talk Gamecocks with Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central. If you haven't done so, make sure you go give Jack a follow. Check out his work, retweet his stuff, and let him know you heard him right here on The Fan Upstate. Jack, we're going to get into a lot in this interview, especially with the Gamecocks making the trip to Baton Rouge on Saturday. But let's start with the Gamecocks and their losses. Losing a tight end from the program, Michael Smith has left the Gamecocks football team with the intentions to redshirt and later enter the transfer portal. He confirmed on Tuesday. What does not only this mean for the Gamecocks, but your reaction to this story, Jack?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because, you know, Michael is, you know, a very, you know, good tight end. I mean, a four-star kid coming out of high school from Savannah, and he had some moments last year. He had a couple big catches, had a touchdown, I believe, against Missouri, and had some nice moments. But so far this year, only two catches all season. Hasn't probably played as much as, you know, him or anyone thought he would initially. And, you know, I don't know if that's the reason, but again, played in four games. You know, Shane Beamer notably does not let players stick around and redshirt through the end of the year, or, you know, hit the portal at the end of the year after, you know, playing in four games already. So that's something that we saw with Bengali Kamara last year, who transferred in, a linebacker, and now we're seeing it again with Michael Smith. And it's a bit of a loss, but at the end of the day, he wasn't your most productive tight end so far this year, and I think you'll be okay moving forward.
Find him on Twitter at Jack T. Veltri, V-E-L-T-R-I. Jack, I asked one of our contemporaries and Grayson Mann over at TigerNet a few weeks ago if Clemson was heading into the most needed bye week in college football. I turned this around on you and ask if you think South Carolina was kind of hit with an unfortunate bye after absolutely routing Kentucky. You know, how needed was that bye, and do you think it might be a tiny bit of a momentum killer going into this LSU game?
Yes and no. I think it came at a good time because Carolina, you know, obviously has this grueling five-game stretch coming up, and I think you need a little bit of rest to recover, get the injuries settled and stuff, and also kind of, you know, go over what went wrong in the first few games of the season. Look, Kentucky was a much better performance, but at the end of the day, it was just one game, and it was against, you know, what many consider to be one of the worst teams in the SEC, if not the worst team in the conference. But I think for South Carolina, it did come at a good time. Would you have liked to play the following week right away? Absolutely. But we know what the schedule is, and we know how tough it's going to be over these next few weeks. Hopefully the guys have been getting healthy. Hopefully they've had more time to kind of look back at what hasn't gone well the past few weeks and what has gone well to try and put together the best product on the field come Saturday.
Jack, the follow-up to my first question, going back to Michael Smith leaving the program, no interest from Lamont Paris? I mean, I thought tight ends switched to basketball. Is that not right?
Yeah, I mean, we have not seen that here in a little bit, I don't think. You know, not everyone can be wasn't it like Jimmy Graham at Miami or something? That,
yeah, and Clemson's Ian Sheflin, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. Ian Sheflin, who could forget? So.
Jack, you know, some people might push back on the question I'm about to ask you and say that it's unfair, but I think that it is fair. Comparing Lenoris Sellers and Garrett Nussmeier, they're same conference, both high-profile players, both looked at as possible first-round draft picks going into next season. Neither one of them really at this point of the season has like eye-popping stats so far, but the one that stands out to me is that Nussmeier has attempted 171 passes to Lenoris Sellers, just 87, and that's surprising to me given that Sellers actually has a higher completion percentage than Garrett Nussmeier. Is it just
and
that?
Garrett Riley.
And Garrett Riley too. is it just that like planned? You were stubborn about running the football, or do you think that you know this team is still kind of testing and figuring out what they're good at?
I think they're kind of still figuring out what they're overall best at, and you know Shane Beamer was asked a lot today about the offense and kind of. You know, I even asked him, like, what is this – what do you feel like the offensive identity is? And simply put, they need to run the football better. I think they need to be able to get that going to be able to – you're not going to be always balanced on offense. That'll change game to game. And Shane felt that way when explaining it today too. But getting the run game going is going to be huge. And part of that is continuing to see more production out of Lenoris Sellers in the ground game, obviously. Against Kentucky was really efficient in the ground game with nearly, you know, when you take out the sacks, nearly 100 yards on offense on the ground. But I think the fact that he hasn't thrown the ball as much to the eye, it's probably not that surprising considering the quarterback that he can be as a dual threat. When you think of Garrett Nussmeier, I think you feel like he's much more of a pocket passer compared to Lenoris. I think they're two totally different quarterbacks in that respect, so it's not surprising. But I think we have seen South Carolina try to throw the ball more. I think it's just sometimes the play breaks down or you know the situation calls for something different to happen than what the initial play might be.
Jack, how have your thoughts on LSU changed from the preseason to watching them beat Clemson in the opener to now?
So I'm sorry, what was it again?
How have your thoughts on LSU changed just from, like, your perception of them preseason, then seeing them beat Clemson, and you know, what looks like now maybe not the most impressive win, and then, you know, the last couple of weeks, a tough loss to Ole Miss. How have your thoughts changed on LSU?
I'm a little surprised with the way they played this year. I personally thought that they were going to be much better, and they still can be. I mean, you never know, man. I mean, this could be the weekend where it just really clicks for them. They are – I thought they were going to be better defensively this year, and they have been. I think that has certainly been the case. Offensively, I'm a little surprised. Like, I looked at Nussmeier's numbers the other day. I mean, guys, he has not thrown for over 300 yards in a game yet this season.
Mm.
Now, I know he's been playing some tough defenses and stuff, but this is Garrett Nussmeier we're talking about. This is the guy that – even myself, I picked him to be first-team All-SEC in the preseason over Lenoris Sellers. I thought he was going to be that good. Hasn't really lived up to that. Billy. He hasn't been bad. Hasn't been amazing like I thought he would be. So, you know, I think LSU, the run game kind of is hit or miss. Wasn't good last week, and I know Caden Durham being down did not help. But, you know, I think with LSU, they're good so far. I know they have the loss to Ole Miss, but I've expected them to be better, and they always could be. A lot of time left in the season, especially this weekend with South Carolina coming up. But, yeah, definitely not living up to the expectations I think people had for them so far in the preseason.
Jack, what do you make of this story that John Mateer is pushing to make his return for Oklahoma against Texas and sort of the gamesmanship that we're seeing in the SEC football injury reports, a game that, you know, we've seen Shane Beamer play a little bit this season already?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I'm not surprised that Mateer, I think it's a little bit soon for him to be coming back since this was supposed to be like a month-long injury. But again, if the surgery went well, if he's feeling good, if he's, I don't know what the rehab process looks like up there in Norman, but if he's moving along smoothly and stuff and he feels ready to go for this weekend, then by all means, go for it. But, you know, honestly, either way, even if he wasn't playing this weekend, I figured he'd probably be ready to go for next week just because that's how things roll around here at South Carolina, where it's just that timing of Mateer being ready to play for South Carolina week. So, look, even if he doesn't play this weekend, he'll be probably ready to go for Carolina. That's just the expectation I have, and that's probably the way it should be, considering if you want to beat the best, you got to play against the best.
Jack Veltri, Gamecock Central, joining us right here on the Fan Upstate Tolos. If you have a question, if you're a Gamecock fan and have a question for Jack, you can send it in on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, 844-326-3663. Jack, when you look at the matchups within the matchup, the games within the game on Saturday night, as you start kind of looking ahead to Saturday and trying to gather your thoughts on who you're going to pick and who you think's going to win and by how much, what matchup within the matchup intrigues you the most in Saturday's game with South Carolina and LSU?
Very good question.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think the big thing in this game is ultimately going to be, it's not so much a defense versus offense type of thing. I actually think it's simply just who's going to run the football better in this game. I think that matters a lot on Saturday, Cole, because if you're South Carolina and you can find a way to get this run game going, Shane has talked about it plenty of times. Like, if Carolina figures out how to get that run game moving the way they want to, not just Lenoris, but the running backs you brought in and having that room too, it's going to be different, I think, for this offense and the way they are able to be, they're able to finally be completely productive on offense. Same time, I think the same applies for LSU, where obviously they have Caden Durham, they have, you know, some running backs in that room that can be good, but obviously we just have not seen it so far this year consistently. So I think that's probably one of the bigger matchups this weekend, is just on paper, you know, these two running back rooms have kind of struggled this year. Which one's going to be better on Saturday, and how does that impact the way these offenses are either able to be one-dimensional or two-dimensional?
Most likely to turn it around in year two, Jack. Bill Belichick or Paul Maneri?
I'm going to be honest. You know, we just spoke with Paul yesterday as South Carolina gets ready to start fall baseball practice. I'm going to say Paul Maneri, and I'll give a quick reason why. Number one, the whole Belichick thing out in Chapel Hill has been an absolute disaster. I don't know if you guys saw it today, but that Hulu documentary with UNC just got canceled. Yeah. So I can't imagine that's too good. I think that's going to be a real mess there. It does feel similar to what happened this year with the baseball program here at USC. But the main thing with Maneri is they brought in a lot of new players. I think this is a much more talented team on paper compared to what they had this past season. Maneri, I feel like, is kind of learned or accepted the fact that he was wrong about some things last year and trying to course correct a little bit. And so he's taking a different approach to how he's going to operate this fall. Some of the things that he, you know, spoke about yesterday, just how he kind of underestimated, you know, some of the leadership and whatnot on the team and how players would react with their attitudes and whatnot. So I think overall things are going to be better for the baseball program in year two compared to, I mean, shoot, who even knows if Bill's going to last another year out at UNC?
Jack, you know, when you look at Saturday, man, I've talked to a few Gamecock fans who are friends of mine, and it seems to be, and tell me what your thoughts are on this, it seems to be like South Carolina, the fans are more concerned by what they can't do rather than being concerned and scared by what LSU can do. Do you see, like, one significant part of this LSU team that just scares you, or would you agree with a lot of the fans that they're not picking the Gamecocks because they're more worried about what they can't do?
That's an interesting question, Cole. I think the defense is probably what probably scares you the most, and Harold Perkins being back, that's definitely a big upgrade for them, having him back on defense this season. I mean, look, it's going to be a challenge facing that defense. Blake Baker, like I said, does a really great job as the defensive coordinator there. Excuse me. But I think the main thing for South Carolina is, like I said before, can they establish the run in this game? And if they can, that's going to make such a big difference on Saturday, just because I think we're continuing to see Lenore's progress. And I really do think this could be a weekend where we saw what he did against this LSU team last year before getting hurt. I know it's at night. I know it's in Baton Rouge, different story. But big players show up in big moments. Maybe this is the weekend that happens.
You know, Jack, I can't even say this facetiously with a straight face. Is South Carolina ducking Miami? Is that why we're seeing this change in the scheduling? But no, serious question. Obviously, we know the ACC is going to 9 games, and that kind of hampers things with South Carolina already having that out-of-conference matchup against Clemson. Do you still want to see them reschedule this matchup in the future, and do you believe there's any chance that that happens?
I don't see it happen. Personally, I don't. I think the trend is already in place to where, and Shane's talked about it many times now, where if the other teams in this conference aren't going to, you know, if they're only playing the 9 conference games and then the 1 Power 4 non-conference game against whoever it may be, and that's it, then there's no reason for South Carolina to go out there, play 9 conference games, Clemson, and a bonus Power 4 game. It just doesn't make much sense because at the end of the day, you know, teams are, you know, we saw it happen with the college football playoff rankings last year. You know, you are ultimately judged on, you know, how many losses you have and what your record is. And if South Carolina, let's say hypothetically next year, they went 9-3 and, oh, one of those losses was to Miami, you're probably kicking yourself thinking, man, why did we continue with this game when we could have scheduled you already have Towson on the schedule next year, but you could have scheduled like a South Carolina State or a Charlotte or one of those random teams in your state, and you're at 10-2, you're making the college football playoff next year, no questions asked. So I think from that standpoint, it just makes a lot of sense to keep it with Clemson, keep it with the 9 conference games, and the other two, schedule whoever you want.
Is it the most logical thing in your mind to schedule bottom-end group of 5 teams? You can't schedule multiple FCSs because they don't count towards eligibility, but are you saying that they definitely need to schedule bottom-end Power 5 or a group of 5?
Yeah, I would say so. Like, for instance, I know, I think it's in 2 years, they're scheduling, I think they got App State on the schedule. That's kind of the teams I would look at as like, okay, like you get your FCS team on there for sure with Towson coming in. Schedule more teams like that, because at the end of the day, you don't want to like not challenge yourself. But at the same time, you want to put a team out. You want to go up against a team that is going to challenge you a little bit, but you know you're going to win the game, like a Charlotte or a App State. One of those teams around here that, you know, group of 5 that you can go out there, you know you're going to beat. But it's like, okay, like you have to play your best football to win these games.
I don't know, man. Scheduling App State, scheduling the Citadel hadn't gone well for South Carolina in the past.
Yeah, you know, it's not always hasn't always been pretty, for sure.
Jack, the most important question we could ask you before we let you go, are you going to find time to get a little gumbo, a little jambalaya, something on the flavor this weekend down in Louisiana?
man, I got to, you know, we get in Friday. We're flying into freaking Mobile, which is going to be a pain because flights were expensive getting into New Orleans. Flying into Mobile, driving 3 hours from there to Baton Rouge. I don't know. I mean, look, I would hope so. I would hope I get some of the I don't know what Louisiana's got down there, but I will definitely be I'm hoping to find some good food down there. So
I don't know. I don't know if Cafe Du Monde is only in New Orleans or if they have different locations or not. I don't know about that. But, Jack, hope you do. Baton Rouge should be a lot of fun. And get us some jambalaya. Have some for us if you do. As always, we appreciate you, man.
Yeah, thanks so much, fellas. Always appreciate it.
Jack Veltri, Gamecock Central. Would you rather, if you had to choose, Diesel, between the two, you get $1 million in New Orleans or $1 million in Baton Rouge? Which one are you taking?
I think
that's tough, isn't it? Because you have Café Du Monde downtown New Orleans.
Well, New Orleans, it's a Creole versus Cajun a little bit. Man, that's a tough call.
That's tough.
That's a tough call. I'm very partial to New Orleans. I got a lot of family down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
Go get a good po' boy.
Yeah, it'd be good. That's tough. That's a tough question.
You ever had a po' boy?
I have. Oh, yeah. Love
them. Delicious.
Love them.
When we come back, Cole, let's do a little investigative work and try to figure out, just based on the audio, what is Mike McDaniel actually saying in this clip? We'll talk about it next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.